Hamas attack claims victims spanning 40 countries. Over 275 foreign nationals killed, abducted, maimed. By Joshua Klein on October 12, 2023. The profound shockwave emanated by a sudden and violent attack by Hamas terrorists against Israel over the weekend is reverberating across the world, leaving a tragic tapestry of loss, abduction, and injury that has affected numerous nations from six continents, each mourning and frantically searching for its citizens targeted in the savage onslaught. This brutal attack, which saw over 1,300 killed, thousands of wounded, and scores of hostages taken, has not only struck a harsh blow to Israel but also to numerous families across the globe, leading to nearly 80 foreigners being killed and many others wounded or taken hostage. Many missing foreigners were attendees at a music festival where scores lost their lives in an abrupt nightmare as terrorists used guns, knives, and grenades to butcher the innocent partygoers. In light of the attack, numerous nations are mourning their dead, desperately seeking their missing, and attempting to negotiate for their abducted citizens. The United States, Thailand, and France have been severely impacted, experiencing substantial casualties and cases of kidnapping. Meanwhile, other nations, including Nepal, Argentina, Russia, the UK, and Canada, are also grappling with heart-wrenching losses and the terror-stricken predicament of locating their citizens. United States, 27 lives lost, with more citizens unlocated, leaving the nation grappling with shock and loss. There are also reports of several American hostages, with the White House confirming that over 20 Americans are still unaccounted for in Israel. Thailand, a staggering 21 killed, 13 injured, and 14 likely abducted. I would like to convey my condolences to another loss of Thai worker's life. The death toll is 21 now, Thai Prime Minister Srettha Thavisin said on X, formerly Twitter. France grieves over 13 fatalities, with 17 missing, some of whom are feared to be kidnapped children. Nepal, 10 lives lost and another missing, with several confirmed abducted. Argentina, 7 killed, while 15 more are missing. Other nations, such as the UK, 4 killed, 17 missing. Canada, 3 killed, 3 missing. Russia, 4 killed, 6 missing. Ukraine, 7 killed, 9 missing. Brazil, 2 killed, 1 missing. Peru, 2 killed, 3 missing. And more are also recounting their dead, searching for their missing, and treating their wounded. On Tuesday, UK Foreign Secretary James Cleverly noted that a significant number of British-Israeli dual nationals had been caught up in the fighting. In one incident, the mother of 22-year-old German-Israeli Shani Luke recognized her daughter in online videos, revealing the harrowing situation of hostages amidst Gaza terrorists. Such stories are unfolding in various nations, revealing the personally tragic stories emerging from a geopolitical catastrophe. Officials, too, share in the outcry. "They have not been located and are not answering calls," stated Italian Foreign Minister Antonio Tajani regarding two missing Israeli Italians. On Saturday, Hamas' multiple-pronged attack saw the Gaza-based terror group resorting to abuse, executions, and kidnappings of men, women, children, and, at times, full families and even an elderly Holocaust survivor. None were spared. In southern towns, the terrorists went door-to-door shooting Jews and burning homes with families inside, proceeding to murder soldiers and infants alike, all while thousands of rockets rained down on Israeli civilian centers. While the exact number of individuals abducted remains unclear, Hamas terrorists have claimed more than 100. One senior Israeli military official shared a preliminary assessment that at least 150 Israelis were taken hostage by the Palestinian terrorists. Hamas has since threatened to execute captives on live television. Countless accounts from the attacks, which have been described as reminiscent of the Nazi era, have revealed the hideous atrocities that victims faced. On Monday, Breitbart News reported that families of several kidnap and murder victims from Hamas' savage attack over the weekend have reported the terrorists using the cell phones and social media accounts of their victims to send them graphic photos and taunting text messages. On Wednesday, Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu vowed to crush Hamas, whom he described as a brutal enemy, worse than ISIS. "We are all fighting for our home," he noted. The unity among our nation in times of sorrow breaks beyond our boundaries and reaches the whole world. He concluded by quoting the biblical prophet Isaiah. They helped everyone his neighbor, and everyone said to his brother, "Be of good courage." Joshua Klein is a reporter for Breitbart News. Email him at jklein@breitbart.com. Follow him on Twitter @JoshuaKlein.